Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, shout out to India Morrell and Larry Good.
What up?
Tony Seth. Welcome to the show of a lifetime. Grab a quarter out of ounce of blow and some white wine. If you would turn up your radio, this is high time. I get paid to stand up on the stage. This is my grind. India Morrell, sexy as hell. I cannot lie. Vicky ate that pretty little shape and them tight eyes. Oh my goodness, if she ever let this little guy try, I'ma go to distance, eat that pussy like a pot pie. Annie up, I get gigantic bucks. I'm in Hollywood with some women that be looking as pretty as Ari Good. You ain't even gotta tell me I'm the shit, cause I know. Go ahead and heal me. Get a whiff of the dope. Take you higher than you ever been before. That's a fact. If you fuck with Dollhouse Radio, then where you at? Everybody get your motherfucking hands up high and try your best to reach and touch the sky, cause we finna turn it up. Tell me, nigga, you tell me. As far as I'm concerned, it's the motherfuckers. Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max. Man, it's Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max. Damn.
Yo, what up? This your girl, Miss STL, Miss AKA. I'm in the building. You know what it is, man. Sunday fun day. You are tuned in live with All Talk No Filter right here on the one and only Dollhouse Radio. You that your girl on the MZ_STL on Twitter. Check out the show page, All Talk No Filter at Twitter. We do follow back. And get up and say Dollhouse Radio, Dollhouse_Radio. We're going to start the show. Just say Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. We love y'all. But, hey, we got a great show lined up for y'all because that's what we do here at All Talk No Filter. If you want to get at us, 646-595-4038. Hit the one if you want to say something. If you hit it by mistake, take it back. But let me get the rest of this dynasty on the line. My dude, Rapstar, what's the deal?
Yo, what's popping, everybody? Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there.
For sure. Did you do end up doing anything today, Rapstar, with anyone or?
Fuck no, I just came back from work literally about a minute ago. I ain't do shit. The motherfuckers, man. That was my birth. You know, my Mother's Day to motherfuckers, man.
Not your Mother's Day to motherfuckers. Hell no, nah, you crazy boy. But Nisi Honey Dip, what about you, ma?
Hey,
what's going on?
No, just laid it the fuck down. Get ready for tomorrow. New day, new week. You know?
What's popping? Anything special?
I know that's right.
I said, you heard me.
What?
About every day being Mother's Day. Well, you a mom.
Oh, yeah.
Every day is Mother's Day.
Yeah, every day is Mother's Day.
Your babies didn't do nothing. That y'all didn't do nothing special
girl,
today.
Girl, them bitches ain't do shit. They stayed the fuck away from me, which is good. They stayed the fuck away
from
me. That's good. Hell yeah. I got the calls and texts though, so you know I'm good with that this year.
Okay.
Last year, my daughter bought a bunch of shit. Last year, I know she going through her little thing this year. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is. It is what it is.
Okay, well, we're going to
end
y'all.
They ain't at my door. That's what counts. They ain't at my door, and they ain't in my house, so I have
that's
freedom.
A good thing. That mean you kicked about the nest, and you taught them how to fly. But look, we're going to jump into these dollhouse announcements, and then we're going to be right back and, you know, get into that where they do that at. Dollhouse announcements. Let's go.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are home of the indie artists and your number one source for porn star gossip, music, entertainment news, and no filter fun. Check out our shows weekly. We've got Real Talk airing every Monday at 8 p.m., Hot Sugar Tea airing every Friday at 11 p.m., and our newest show, All Talk No Filter, airing Sundays at 6 p.m. All shows air Eastern Standard Time. We've got a hot new indie artist show coming soon called The Takeover, an entire hour dedicated to spinning nothing but the hottest in indie music. If you want your song to make the playlist, email us your MP3 and your social media handles to thetakeoverdhr@gmail.com. Make sure you visit us on the net at www.hotsugartea.com and follow us on Twitter at @Dollhouse_radio and on Instagram at @Dollhouse_radio and at @HotSugarTea. And now, back to your program.
Hey, Hella, who over there didn't feed they damn dog? Is that little bit? Why she clowning like that? Who over there fighting dogs and shit? Is that little bit?
Little bit outside. Shit.
There's a neighbor's dog barking downstairs for me. I don't know what the fuck they want, man. They just barking.
That shit is ridiculous. My one motherfucking partner, when I go over her house, she have a dog that their fences are connected. So anytime somebody goes to her house on the side, that motherfucker come right up to the fence and just let the whole fucking neighborhood know. I'll be like, damn, dog, can you tell your neighbors get their fucking dog? I mean, it's like an alarm. I can't even walk in your house without the rest of your motherfucking neighborhood knowing. That's crazy. That's not bad.
My dad and my stepmom, they have this dog around the corner that howls at night all the time. Just sometimes I just want to. I've been around him a lot. I heard him every night when I was over there. But you know, sometimes I just wanted to pay a hitman. It's like, nah, I ain't gonna do that for the people who love animals out there. But you know. I just wanted to, you know, put a muzzle on, because I think that's real disrespectful when you put your dog out and he howls and he barks like that outside, waking up the neighbors. No, damn well, you don't want to hear that shit, so you put him outside so everybody else, you know, feel miserable. I think that's real selfish and disrespectful. Just saying.
Well, motherfucker hollering, bitch, let me in.
Little bit, don't be out there. She a good girl. She be in here getting on my motherfucking nerves.
she a house puppy. But anyway, let's jump into that. Where they do that at?
Ayo, son. Ayo, I just happened to stumble over this video. It was a couple videos, and I don't know if y'all know the little white girl. There's like two white that been on social media for this hip hop shit. There was the Catch Me Outside girl. And then there was the other white one that was like, she thinks she's black. She, you know, she did a couple of videos talking about how she's black. She got kinky twists in her hair, and she got grills on, and she's talking like she have no education whatsoever. But that girl, not to Catch Me Outside girl, but the one I was just talking about, for some reason she got on social media and had a video disrespecting Snoop Dogg. Calling them all types of bitches, and you know, you old, and this, that, and the third. And she had her friend who was with her. He looked like a Young Thug wannabe, and he had like a gun with him. And they talk about, you know, doing this and doing that, and say, oh, you old as hell, sit your old ass down. You know how the kids be trying to be disrespectful and everything like that. I don't know where it came from. But she was on social media doing that, just being all kinds of disrespectful. Until Snoop Dogg came out with a video responding to it. He didn't really respond to it for real, but he just was like, you know, for the younger kids, younger generation, you know, y'all need to chill. The disrespect that y'all show to y'all elders is deplorable. Another OG in the rap game, his name is Mr. Capone E. If you don't know who he is, he's a Chicano West Coast rapper. And he got on there and he was responding, talking about how disrespectful these kids are today towards their elders and everything like that. And it's just getting out of control, even to their OGs. Now, something must have happened, because within like 24 to 48 hours, that girl and that young man who was in that video with her released an apology publicly, stating how sorry they was for their disrespect towards Snoop Dogg. Now, where they do that at is when you have kids right here. She's not even 18 yet. She must be like in her. She must be like 15, 16. Well, she's on social media. She's on social media with guns. Yeah. But the Crips knocked on her door and showed her what's up, and now she apologizing. So I'm just saying, you know, where did they do that at? These young kids really need to learn how to show their elders respect, the OGs in the game, because if it wasn't for them, y'all wouldn't be here. And y'all got the game all fucked up and twisted.
Let me say this. First of all, Lil Bill, Snoop Dogg is just one of a few OGs in the game. Like, if it wasn't for him, and you know, from way back in the day till present day, you wouldn't even be able to be a part of any of this shit. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
These kids out here are fucking these millennials, and millennials kids are so fucking disrespectful. It's ridiculous, dog. I mean, he's an OG. You don't come like that. Whatever you trying, the Daniel Bergoni girl, the chick that started on Dr. Phil at Catch Me Outside Broad, she's disrespectful. But I'm gonna say this: she got bars. I done heard some of her tracks, and she got a nice ass deal. She officially has a record deal. She got bars. Don't get me wrong. I just think putting more money in her pocket is just going to make her more ridiculously fucking obnoxious, if that's what you want to do. But, I mean, the little girl got bars. The other little chick I know you're talking about, they're supposed to be beefing, because Daniel Bergoli was out there first, you know what I'm saying, doing her thing. But my thing is, these motherfucking kids are so disrespectful to the OGs that's out here in the industry that paved the way for you to even be able to pick up a fucking mic and put a grill on and try to do what you're trying to do. I know exactly who the broad you're talking about.
I just didn't like the fact that she was in the video. She was in the video with like the dude had a gun with him, and he's like, "Oh, you fuck nigga, da 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 da." Like, these kids really need an ass whooping. Like, somebody really need to put a Timberland boot on with the blue flag wrapped around it and really stomp a mud hole up in their ass for that. Like, that was very disrespectful. I don't even know where it came. It came out left field to me. But Snoop Dogg and Mr. Capone E, all from the West Side, you know, I guess they reached out to her. Like I said, I think some Crips knocked on her door and shit like that. And she came out with a video apologizing. Apologizing, that shit shouldn't have been coming your fucking mouth. Like, that's very disrespectful. And I see it out in the streets. These kids today is very, very disrespectful to the older generation. I don't know where it comes from.
You ain't lying. I just commented about that this like an hour or so ago, about how disrespectful they are. Them the kids that they had no real ass whooping.
Nah.
You really have to know who you fucking with, though, because you gotta understand, Snoop Dogg is a true ass OG Crip walking ass nigga. Like, you know, like, this is not a game. Like, a lot of these kids, everybody out here, oh, hey, blood this, blood that. Y'all really don't know what the fuck it is. Y'all put on the red shirts, the red motherfucking chucks, and you think you a motherfucking blood. Nah, because when something happened, when the shit hit the fan, let's see how many of them motherfuckers is there by your motherfucking side. You know what I'm saying? To even pick up the phone for you, anything like that. You know what I'm saying? So my thing is, these kids don't realize, when it comes to these OGs and that's really in it, like the motherfuckers that got it popping and founded the whole, you could really say movement might not be, you know, a good movement, in the opinion of most, but it was a movement, you know what I'm saying? And these are real OGs.
Right.
You don't want to just fuck with them and come at them like that, because they'll fucking come for you. Even though she shouldn't that little whack ass girl, she ain't about shit, but if you got my name in your mouth, I'm gonna give it to you. Even if you're a kid,
right.
She need an ass whoop. She better get somewhere and sit the fuck down.
Like I just thought that was deplorable. Like I said in the beginning of the year 2018, there's a lot of hate going on. It's just fucked up. The second thing I'm going to talk about is I thought it was interesting, very interesting. There's a lot of stories going on about people. Black people getting called the police on them for no apparent reason. Well, there's a reason, but I guess it's like for no reason. For no reason for us, but there's a reason for the person who's calling the police. There was a young woman. She goes, she's a student at Yale University. Yale University is a very prestigious college. This young black woman, she was writing a term paper. And when she was writing this term paper, she ended up getting sleepy and getting tired. So she went to one of the common rooms in her dormitory to fall asleep. There was this white woman who peeked around the corner, seen her sleeping there, and she called the police on her because she did not know if she was supposed to be there and she was just sleeping there. So when the police arrived, they asked her questions, you know, why, you know, who was she, why was she. The campus police asked them, you know, her ID, her college ID. She declined, but she said, I'll open up my dorm so you can understand why am I here. You know, I'm a Yale student, so obviously I belong here. I don't know why y'all are harassing me about this. I think it's getting a little petty out, like really getting a little petty out. As far as like the race thing goes, like it's just little things. And it's like, you know, me and FDL, we used to talk about this, you know, early this morning that, you know, it's happening regardless. You know, I see people today, they be like, oh, race don't matter, racism is gone and everything, but it's still out and about and it's very much alive. What do y'all think about that?
Me, myself, I agree totally. I agree totally. The side looks, the way people, you know what I'm saying, of the other races, and it isn't just the white people. Sometimes it could be other religions and races, too. I'm tired of it, you know. It's out of control, and it's gotten so much worse over the last maybe two, three years, since that orange man came around, y'all president.
He done made
what was already here, what was already around, what we already knew. He has made it worser. He's done it so bad to the bigots and the prejudiced motherfuckers feel like it's okay to come out their mouth or to react the way
right.
that they do towards us, the black and brown.
I'm just saying, my
thing is, she knew what she was doing when she did what the fuck she did. You didn't have to go to that extent to call the fucking police. And my thing is, I'm not even going to blame her stupidity and her ignorance. What I'm going to blame is the motherfucking police department that responded to the call. Why the fuck would you even, they should have came and picked her ass up for playing on the 911 system. Who the fuck calls the police because somebody is asleep in a motherfucker? It's not like they're harming someone, doing something to themselves. You could have went to campus security for that. Like, hey, it's somebody over there. They sleeping in a common area. I don't think that they're supposed to be sleeping in there. You know, you could have went to campus security, but you took the time to call the police. And the police actually dignified this by responding to that fucking call. Really? Come on, man. Get the fuck out of here with that shit. Come on, man. Say that. What? Nah.
It's just, I didn't understand it. Like I said, sleeping is the least, the least threatening that anything that you can do. You're not even.
You said you're not even moving. I'm just saying, man, that shit is crazy. Like I said, whoever took the time, like I said, it's just crazy. Why would they come? Why would you even respond to that? Like, that's redundant to me. That's a waste of time, a waste of, somebody coming to the facility to even do something like that. I mean, these, if you was taking a nap somewhere and you seen the motherfucking police there, they tapping you on the shoulder with the motherfucking nightstick or something, and they just poking at you like, hey, get up. What you finna do? You finna sound off all the blocks? What the fuck?
I'd have been like, what the fuck, My reaction, well, we know I'm ghetto, so my reaction would have been totally, I probably would have went the fuck off. Fuck you fucking with me for? You know what I'm saying? The thing is, I saw the video also, and she opened up her door, and that was to let them know, like, I have keys. I live here. You know what I'm saying? I can be here, and they still kept fucking with her. That was what was real crazy.
Right. Mm. Yeah.
This is out of control. Yeah. Not called. It's uncalled for.
Hey, look, at the end of the day,
with my mouth, they would have went. They'd probably locked me up, too, because, I'd have lost my mind.
They'd have been Cardi
and
lost.
Yeah, because I'd have lost my entire mind.
Well, this racial bullshit is something that we see all more and more every day, and it's validated
it's really
more and more every day. Like you said, with the orange person in there, when you feel like you got somebody on your side, whether it be right or wrong, you just go with the flow, man. But that is what it is. It's crazy, and I hope, nothing happens to this, with that young lady or whatever. That's bullshit. Like, keep your head up. And we got to go ahead and get into that 420 break, because it's 420 somewhere.
Yeah.
Wherever you, it might not be 420, but it's 420 somewhere, so fuck it. Smoke it if you got it. Every time I try this, I get fucked. So I'm finna try a new person. I'm trying to get y'all some variety, but, y'all be fucking me. So let's see what they talking about. We gonna go with K, keeping it real. So let's see what Kay's talking about. Let's go. Gal House, let's get it.
Yeah.
Okay, wait.
Hey, yo, somebody threw in an instrumental.
Wait a minute.
Somebody.
Hold up. Okay, look, okay. I'm gonna be gentle. You don't want more than 30 seconds of an intro on your song, because a bitch damn near fell asleep over in this motherfucker listening to that motherfucking Casio keyboard that you had at the beginning of that song. Okay, don't do that. Don't, Kay. Okay.
Damn, that shit crazy. I went through the same
Somebody
shit. Listen, I went through the same shit last night. I'm like, what the fuck is that? You put that shit in.
Okay, I mean, I don't know. It was not me.
You
I had nothing
all
to
that
do
bullshit.
With
it. It was you. It was you, goddammit. I know.
Wait a minute. Don't do that. Don't be like that. Blaming me for shit. Don't act like that. But that's ridiculous. I don't know. I'm sitting there and I'm waiting on everything to drop. I'm like, yeah, let's get it. Let's go. And then it was just like, doot, 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 doot. I'm like, what the
Zelly, that was the instrumental. Somebody accidentally slipped y'all the instrumental. They slipped the instrumental to us, man.
Hey, look, I ain't, you know what? Let me go back to the basics. Mila J, move, because that song needs to move out the way. Matter of fact, it's lights out. It's not lit. That's lights out. But we going to go here.
Okay.
Mila J, move. Let's get it. Dollhouse. Hey, that was that Mila J. Move, man. Just not tuning in. You hear live or All Talk No Filter on Dollhouse Radio. Get at us 646-595-4038. Hit the one if you got something you want to say and you just missed absolutely nothing because Kay is not getting a production deal. But anyway, we at the hot seat. And recently, everybody, man, I don't know why he just don't sit down. He's starting to piss me the fuck off like OJ. Just get somewhere and sit your ass down, R. Kelly. Gotta talk about Kills. Okay, so you know all the allegations of him and these underage females, you know, the sex tape from back in the day with the underage woman and kid and him pissing on it. And I did see that motherfucking tape. It did, I don't give a fuck. It looked like him, allegedly. But anyway, recently, you know, he keeps getting in trouble. You know, these young women are surfacing and their parents are coming into the ring to battle R. Kelly and say, look, he got our kid in the sex cult. He won't let him go, this, and that. Now, recently, one of the young ladies did do an interview, and she basically said that, you know, she would have to ask to go to the, when she was there, she would have to ask his permission to go to the bathroom, and she could only address him as daddy. But anyway, recently,
wow,
there is a litter, a gang of African American women, high name actresses, celebrities from, let's see, Eva Longoria, Shonda Rhimes, Ava DuVernay, Kerry Washington, Viola Davis, and they are want to organize a council that is trying to get R. Kelly locked up for some of these things that he's allegedly did. So when they put this out there, you know, it's social media went ham. you know. And a lot of people were like, okay, well, this is, you know, your people. So you are going to help them throw your people under the bus, you know what I'm saying, your African-American counterpart, and throw him under the bus or try to get him locked up over allegations that you don't even know are 100%. What do y'all think about that? What do y'all think of them forming this mob to come after him to get him locked up on these allegations from these parents of these? And they're up now. These girls that are the sex cult thing allegedly that he they're a part of. They are young, but they're like 18. You know what I'm saying? You know, just young, like
born now they are.
Like their birthday was 2 days ago. So what do y'all think about them coming for him like that, you know, with them being women of color trying to drag down R. Kelly? We already lost Bill. So what y'all think about that?
I don't really think it's them dragging him down. I think it's them trying to counsel within their own community. I would rather them, you know, try to do something to R. Kelly than, you know, the regular courts, because the courts ain't fair. But we all know it since Aaliyah. The nigga's guilty as hell. The nigga's guilty. And, you know, when, you know, we talking about years and years and years of these things coming up, you know, when you marry a 15-year-old in the business, you know, that's not cool. You know, the sex cult that he's, and I heard about that. I didn't really read too much in on it and everything like that. But I really think good for him. I think it's a good idea that, you know, they should band together and actually do something. Because, like I said, this is years and years and years on abuse and just we talk about from 90s on now. You know, how many other women or young women or young girls have went through this, you know. So, like I said, I think it's good for them to actually try their own people in their community rather than these courts out here that's not even fair, you know. That's just my opinion, you know. And plus I also want to know how many of these women that are actually trying this guy, how many women conceive kids to R. Kelly music? That's what I want to know.
Honey dear, what's your persona? What's your thought?
Yo, I'm hoping he didn't do that shit, because, you know, I was a child of, you know, when these things are supposed to be going on, they were children. So I was a child who was molested. I've been raped as an adult, you know, twice as an adult. So I'm hoping he didn't do it, but I think he did, you know. But this is, like you said, it's all, you know, speculation. We don't for sure know, but yeah, he doesn't have quite a bit of a pattern. And what's it, blaming, he's only got a twin or something, a brother, saying that he was the one that did it. But your brother didn't marry that little girl, you know what I'm saying? So we know you like babies, we know you like the children, you know, not the children but the children, you know. So
my
I believe
is,
he did it.
Where is his wife? Well, you know, recently our He got married to a young lady. I don't have her name in front of me, but he had put it out there that he got married to a young lady, and she was 18. This is recently.
Oh,
this
Lord.
This is within the past year or two. Now, you know damn well for him to get married to somebody at 18.
That you
he,
still
he
like children?
Before 18
is a child. 18 is still a child. You know what I'm saying? Shit, to me, 21 is a child. My first thing is, okay, you can go in there and get you a pack of cigarettes and buy you a beer. That make you, you know, you really grown. But at the end of the day, no, you're not. He all about 50 years old or better. Are you fucking kidding me? You know, I think that's sick when a motherfucker 50-year-old is with a fucking kid. Fuck, a 30-year-old is with an 18-year-old. You're a fucking pedophile. That's just like you being with a 12-year-old, if you ask me. Because they don't even know how to get a nut for real yet. You know what I'm saying? That's taking advantage. You just draining these babies of their youth. Want somebody to do what you say. This is my question. Do he got kids? His own?
Yeah, he do.
He does?
He does.
Well, let me. Is either one of them a little girl?
I think I believe so. I believe so. I don't know. I don't know how young. I don't know how young, but I know.
But regardless of how young,
he does.
Once you have a little girl, even the most dog ass motherfuckers that I know,
see,
and
that's
I know
the kind of shit that had me
some hounds.
Yeah, the thing that would have me concerned is, motherfucker, if you do this shit to somebody else's, would you do it to your own? But then again, there is that little thing about I've learned as being a when I was a child, I learned it now as an adult, that I don't have no shame in my game. A lot of people I've been through, I've told about my story. And this was my stepfather. You know what I'm saying? So as I grew up and I was an adult and my sister was still in the household, I used to question that. I used to ask her, "Did this motherfucker ever touch you?" You know what I mean? If you do it to somebody else's, what's to keep you from doing it to your own? You know what I mean? But that shit is dirty. Mm-hmm. They need to castrate that bitch.
But usually,
cut that motherfucker.
But then you need to join that alliance with all those ladies just trying to throw him under that bus bin, because they're going in trying to drag him down. So you might want to put your name.
A man who prey on the young girls like that is because they can control them. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
The girl, especially, and he has that money. So a lot of those girls are unfortunate, you know what I'm saying, unfortunate young ladies. I mean, they, you know, don't have what he has to offer. And they thinking, oh, you know, he going to give me this. He can buy me these shoes. He make you look good. But at the end of the day, that motherfucker's playing you and, you know what I'm saying, and totally disrespecting your low body, you know, taking advantage of him, controlling him, and, you know, telling the type of shit he making them do. You know, I'm going to be surprised. Mm-mm. He in a cult, so everybody fucking these babies. Not, you know, that's the guy. Chop it off. Line that dick up. Chop it off.
I'm just really hoping that there is no truth to the allegations of R. Kelly, the whole, you know, sex tape thing. You know what I'm saying? Because these little girls, they, and sometimes you can't, you got to blame it on the parents. If they're like 18, they went straight from.
Where was this my thing here? Where was their mom and daddy's?
Mm-hmm. Right. Exactamundo. Hey, let's go to the line.
I know
real
as a
quick.
Parent.
Let's see what's.
Wait a minute.
What's
as
going
a
on
parent.
On the real quick.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Who, me?
Hello? Yeah, go ahead. As a parent, what?
As a parent, you should at least try. We can't always keep up with our children when they're getting like 17, 18. You know what I'm saying? I'm here first. I know this. You know what I mean? You got to try, though. And for this, then the kids had to be staying the motherfucking nights out. You know what I mean? If they got to ask, go to the bathroom and this, that, and the other, then they were there, period. You know, like living under his roof. But while he was willing them in, you got to, you know what I'm saying, will them in, you know, pull them in, anchor the kids in for them to even, you know. And I'm sure the way he did that was showering them with gifts and money. Like, I'd be questioning, where the fuck this come from? You know what I'm saying? Shit, my daughter's coming when they were younger.
Them,
I don't question
about,
that shit. Fuck that
parents?
Shit come from. That's what I'm saying.
How about
your
parents,
you as
parents
a parent,
are probably reaping those benefits. You know what I'm saying?
See,
but
so you pimping
line,
your baby.
Though.
Mm-mm.
Right.
804,
you pimping your child.
You on live. 804, you on live with I'll Talk No Filter. What's going on?
It is I, the butthole bandit.
Okay, they was having some difficulties. I don't know. They was having some difficulties. We're going to let them work that out. But anyway, like I said, I hope there's
what
no
the?
Truth to the, you know what I'm saying, the allegations of, you know, these young ladies. But my thing is, and I lay it on the doorsteps of the parents. You know what I'm saying? I think they're just trying to, you know, they're reaping the benefits off of that too. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, I don't know. I don't trust it. I don't trust the parents, you know, up here. And, oh my God, free my baby! Like you know, free my baby! You know, fuck all that. Because in the first place,
he had
how
the will
was your,
he
how
had,
was he,
you
right,
the way
you,
you
had
it's a well known fact. Because you know, my oldest daughter, I didn't find out about actually an older guy. And I didn't know nothing about him. And they're real good with keeping secrets. You know, you think you're sending them to the store and they done slipped and called the motherfucker. You know what I mean? You can't watch every, because you got to give them some type of space. You know what I mean? But
absolutely.
You still, you know, they're coming in with those clothes. They're coming in with this new ring. They're coming in the house with it. And in his case, it's going to be jewelry and clothes. bags. Like, you know, you ain't bought that little bitch no motherfucking, no, you know, them red bottoms. You know damn well you couldn't afford them red bottoms. You know what I'm saying? There's no way, you know. Listen, there is no privacy in my motherfucking house. I ain't sorry. Not for children. I don't give a fuck. And my grown-ass kids is in my, live with me, you know, whether they're here, in and out. But look, I be looking at everything. I don't give a fuck. I don't know. Maybe that's different from me being a black mother. You know what I'm saying? You'll never be in this motherfucker doing nothing. When I go out of town and I come back, I already know. Look, I got cameras inside my motherfucking house. I'm not playing with you. I'm going in all your shit. There's no privacy. Unfortunately, the Caucasian kids, them little motherfuckers be making guns, man, you know, making bombs and all type of shit. And the fuck, I wish the fuck you would.
They be like, I hate you, Susan.
Not up in my motherfucking house.
God, I hate you,
Susan. I'd fuck them up. Stomp them down. But you understand, that's not our, you know what I'm saying? But so far, it's got, like you said, the mothers and fathers that was allowing this, that let these kids. Yo, child, what is she doing with an old ass man? The fuck this old motherfucker want? I'm gonna give a fuck who he was, from the Orange Man to R. Kelly. What the fuck this old man want with a baby? I'll be at his door. Listen, I need to meet him. I need to know. And then the parents probably so excited because it is him. I can imagine him saying he mentoring them. He trying to teach them. Nah, bitch, you ain't got no business with no old ass man.
What happened was he cut off the bag. They probably was paying the bills, maybe buying them parents and shit cars, you know, and shit like that. And he cut off the bag, man. He stopped supplying that money.
But you know what? That's where it comes
to
where's your
moral. They all up in arms about the shit.
But see, that's where it says, where's your morals as a parent? Where's your morals as a parent? You pimping your baby.
Sometimes the bag is bigger than their morals.
Man, fuck that.
But look, we gotta get into this break, and get when we come back, we gonna jump into them honey dip thoughts, and Nisi gonna tell us about why these fucking millennials and kids think that parents are supposed to raise their babies. So look, we gonna get off to Kendrick Lamar, King's Dead real quick. Come on, let's go, man. Dollhouse.
Yeah.
We here.
With that bullshit. You ain't really wild, you a tourist. I be blacking out with the purist. I made 100,000, I freaked it. I made 500,000, I freaked it. I bought an 87 for the weekend. This ain't what you want, this ain't what you want. This ain't what you want, this ain't what you want.
And it's like that little bitch, MVP, I don't get no sleep, no, I don't like that little bitch. Bust that open, I want that ocean, yeah, that bite back, little bitch. Do it, bite back, little bitch, need two life jacks, little bitch. I ain't gon' hold ya, I ain't gon' pressure, never control ya. I ain't gon' front ya, keep it 100, I don't know ya. Boss like Top Dog, boss my life up, crossing over. Stutter steppin', got a Hall of Fame and all my poster. I been ready, my whip been ready, my bitch been ready, my click been ready, my shit's been ready, my checks been ready, my shots on full, that's Armageddon. I got pull, I hope y'all ready, my tank on full, you know unleaded. I gotta go get it, I gotta go get it, I gotta go get it, I gotta go get it. My name gon' hold up, my team gon' hold up, my name gon' hold up, my team gon' hold up, my shots gon' fire, my team gon' roll up, Menage twice, my queen gon' roll up. I hope y'all ready, you know I'm ready, I rain all day, you know confetti. I gotta go get it, I gotta go get it, I gotta go get it, I gotta go get it.
Miss me with that bullshit.
You're not a gang member, you're a tourist. I be blacking out, I be blacking out. Bought an 83 Cutlass
for the weekend.
I got 100,000 and I freaked it.
I
made 500,000 and I freaked it. I put a Rolls Royce on my wrist, oh yeah. Fuck his baby mama trying to sneak this. I took her to my penthouse and I freaked it.
I
haven't made my mind up, should I keep it?
Should I keep it?
I got big dog status, it ain't no secret. Lady daddy daddy, slime on me now. Bad thing I'm serving, put me in the car. Lady daddy daddy, motherfucker law. Chitty chitty bang, murder everything. Bitch, I'm on the roll and I put that on the thing.
Yeah, miss me with that bullshit. You ain't really wild, you a tourist. I made 100,000, I freaked it.
I made
500,000, I freaked it. I bought an 87 for the weekend. This ain't what you want, this ain't what you want. This ain't what you want, this ain't what you want.
What you want?
What you want?
God.
Yeah, hey, that was that Kendrick Lamar, King's Dead. Hey, we just tuning in. We about to jump into them honey dip thoughts. Honey dip, what it do?
Hey. So, I don't know. I got to say congratulations to my daughter. She just got her a certificate, the 3.0. She's been on a dean's list for 2 years, so I'm really grateful. Took for me to have to get ready to put that motherfucker out for her to pull them grades up. It was the first couple months was hell. I was going to beat that bitch up, just like I'm saying it. I was going to beat her up because the struggle and the stress and everything I go through to put her through college, you know what I'm saying? She was taking it as a joke, you know, and she had to cut off. Sometimes you got to cut people off, you know what I'm saying, to be successful. And I've been doing a whole lot of that, cleaning my closet and cutting
even
a
family.
Lot of motherfuckers. Yes, I've cut family off, and I ain't even finna lie. I not for nothing. I got an older child, had to push back, you know what I'm saying, and not even fuck with her because my focus, you know, I'm so focused on so many different things that I'm trying to do, and I don't want one to fuck up the other, not just my life, but my other kid's life. You know what I'm saying? The older one grown as hell.
Right.
But my 19-year-old, she's doing a damn thing. And I felt so wonderful. It felt so good to see, you know what I'm saying, the benefits coming. You know, when your kids is trying to be successful, you know what I mean, that's everything. You know, it was hard getting here, but we here now.
That mean
she graduated
that mean
next
you did
year.
Your damn job.
Yes, I said somebody got to do the right goddamn thing now. I got three girls. One of you motherfuckers got to do right. She's always been trying to prove to me that she's not going to be like, you know what I'm saying, like, no, the oldest, you know. So I'm just grateful, you know. I was so happy that I couldn't help but to share. And I don't share a whole lot of stuff about my kids, you know what I'm saying, on my social medias or whatever. But I was excited, you know what I mean. So...
You
it is what
be.
It is.
That's
grateful.
That's a beautiful thing. You know, shout out
I
to
was,
her. Much love.
Yeah, I was overexcited. She was like, "Yeah, okay."
Let's
like
say,
it wasn't no big deal.
Let's give her some quick applause.
Yeah.
All them ass whoopings. Look, all them ass whoopings paid off. I just fucked them up. Okay, so my middle daughter, who has went to college and everything, now she's about to be 21. Now, this is the thing. The other day,
shit.
She called me out the blue. And my middle daughter is gay. You know what I'm saying? And which I always felt like she's been up with boys. You know what I'm saying? She done went on her first dates. I done had to put a gun to a nigga's head because I'm a single mother. So I got to do what daddy do. You know what I'm saying? On the first date,
right,
she went with a boy and this, that, and the other to the movies. I don't, you know, like my first thing was, nigga, listen. Her panties, she better come back. Her panties the same way she left with them on. They ain't had no time after we got her here. They was there 10 minutes. He brought that ass right back. You know what I'm saying? But
right.
Now she, you know, over these past couple years, she has been really dealing with females, you know, and it seems like she's happy that way, and I'm happy for her. You know what I'm saying? I haven't cared for a few of them. You know what I'm saying? But you got to let your child be where they got to be at. You know, she going to have to learn on her own. So anyways, she calls me out the blue the other day, and she's like, "Ma, I got to talk to you." Talk to me about what? Again, you know, she's on her way back to the household because she lives with me also. She's back in my household. She says that this bitch come out and say, because this is how I felt when she said it. I felt like, no, you didn't, bitch. That's why I'm saying it like that. She came out and said she was pregnant. I like to lost
shit.
My fucking mind.
Oh, shit. And wait a minute, this is the gay daughter?
Yes. She says she was fresh. I was so upset. I did everything but cry. And I knew, you know what I'm saying, I go from levels. I get, you know, I can go from zero to 10,000 in a matter of seconds. I was so angry. I was hurt. I was mad. I was like, how the fuck does this happen? Like, I know how, you know, sex. But you tell me, you like the girls. But we see plenty of gay, there's a lot of gay girls in my city that I know bitches that got 5 and 6 kids. But you like girls, but you like that dick every blue moon. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, like, when you talk about somebody being upset, And I ain't talking about the strap bone. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, I just went, took her to the place where you get the free condoms and everything, because she was asking me, well, you know, questions about can you give somebody a disease on a strap on? And I'm like, you can give any fucking thing. You know, when you don't clean it, and if you're using it from girl to girl to girl, because she's a player. She is a little player. Now, I got to say that. You know what I mean? Yeah, she got her some finger condoms, too. I use the motherfuckers, too, finger condoms. I got some, too, shit. I don't want your fingernails all up in me. You know what I'm saying? So, but she's supposed to be the guy, and you know what I mean? She's the stud. But I don't know, you know what I'm saying, how this works. But at the end of the day, I was so fucking stressed out. Then she kept on with it and kept on with it. And she was like, well, I took a test. You took a test? You know what I'm saying? You took a test. Where you get your test from? Because ain't no way in hell no motherfucking test said you was having. I said, listen, I'm not taking care of no motherfucking babies. Right now, I got shit to do. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to make sure I build for your future, for you two and my grandkids, the ones that already exist. You know what I'm saying? For their future. Because as we all know, when these kids, like, I'm like thinking to myself, is this why the fuck you really want to come back home and live at home? You know what I'm saying? Mm. Like, I'm thinking, she talking about, well,
so
you going
to
keep it? Like, hell no, I ain't keeping that motherfucker. Listen, I got shit to do. Bullshit. I did that already. Did it already. I can't do that right now. I ain't dead yet. You know what I'm saying? I need a little more time. You know, I'm trying to build the future. So, you know, my own brand, my business, because I'm already a brand. But another part, you know, something else that I'm trying to brand. You know what I mean? I'm trying to build that so that they will have something to fall back on. You know what I mean? Me trying to hold a baby on my arm and do it, it can't be done. I travel a lot. I work my little regular little piece of job. You know what I'm saying? I got a lot of other things going. I got a lot on my plate. And on top of it, I've been sick forever. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I ain't got time to be holding nobody's goddamn baby. Well, I was so upset. And it took. I'd have put it on social media. I can't believe impact her ass. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't believe that you motherfucking out here that got pregnant. How the fuck? You know, I mean, that shit had me mad as hell, because what would make you think that I just don't got nothing else to do but sit at home and keep your fucking baby? Eventually, about 6 hours later, after I was going off, she's going to tell me she's not pregnant. She was just playing. What the fuck? I was like, bitch, ever, ever.
She, you give me a fucking time. You just, she,
I'm
he
saying
to shut the fuck up.
I'm saying this because I raised three of my grandkids. I had custody of them, all of that. That shit is fucking, it's stressful. You know what I'm saying? I was running my other business. You know, that 3 miles, I used to run a daycare. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, when you put, it was family daycare. And in New York City, you only have so many kids. So now that you don't get paid for your own children. So me having custody of my grandbabies, that made it, that's three, you know, three tables that I can't get from the state. You know, but I ain't had no choice. I wasn't going to let my blood go and be in a system like that. You know what I'm saying? So I took them when nobody else would. You know, but I'm not right now. I'm so focused. I'm like, please, God. And I pray all the time. Like, and I know, like I said, here in Buffalo, there's a lot of studs that be getting pregnant. I can't figure it out. You know what I mean? How?
Shit, them motherfuckers here quick to be like, I'm gay. And them motherfuckers pregnant 2 weeks later. You be like, wait a minute.
Yeah, she was just playing. This is my thing. She was just with a girl. She was with her for like 2 years. And she was just playing daddy to this little girl baby. You know what I'm saying? Now she don't fuck with the girl, and the girl won't let her see the baby. But I had told her, you 20 years old, about to be 21 on June 2nd. First of all, you don't need to be worried about no children, and you don't need to be getting involved with a female with no children. You know what I'm saying? You need to, you know, do you. You work, she done went to school. You work two jobs, you know what I'm saying? She just, you know, she got hurt on one. She's ready to go back to work. She just got hired where I work at. You know what I'm saying? So, like, are you fucking kidding me? You can't work where I work at and be pregnant. You know, I was like losing it. And it did, look, and it's crazy because my baby girl, the one that got the been on the dean's list, got the certificate, I'm constantly on her. She'd be like, Ma, you raised me better than that. I know better. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that. You know, Mother Nature takes place and everything, nothing is 100%. You know what I'm saying? And she lives at home, but spent a whole lot of time on the dean. I mean, at the at the college on the campus with her little boyfriend, you know, her stepfather, my ex, you know, who, that motherfucker, you know, I'm grateful for him because he's been going, like, I'm grateful he showed up for the ceremony, you know, for her to get her certificate and all of that. I was happy for that because even though we ain't together, that fool, you know, that I spent all them years with, he's still playing a part in her life. You know what I'm saying? They have their own relationship, and he is playing that male figure. You know what I mean? Thank God, you know. And he got a boatload of kids of his own. So to take mine on, you know, I thanked him for that or whatever, while he was still begging. You know, nah, we not. But, you know, I mean, I'm just grateful, you know, that it was a joke. But it was a joke that could have killed me, or she could have got killed. You know what I'm saying?
No, like when you joke with somebody, you don't let it play out for 6 hours. You'd be like, oh, I was just playing. Once I heard you bitching and your voice elevate, and you, I know you was huffing and puffing all that book talk, you know, cussing. Man, I'd be like, hey, Mom, I'm just playing.
Out.
You know what I'm saying? I don't believe it.
We're
gonna see how this play out 6 months
crack.
From now, y'all.
She was probably mute in the flow cracking the fuck up.
She laughed, but she's a jokester anyway. She's a jokester. Everything is funny to her. You know what I'm saying? So, but
yeah.
I felt some kind of way because I couldn't tell the way she called, woke me up with that. I woke clear out my motherfucking sleep. You know what I'm saying? I woke clear out my sleep, and she was like, Ma, I got something to tell you. The way she said it, she sounded sad. So, and I know to keep from getting mad, she'll cry. You know, that's how the both of them are. You know what I mean? To keep, you know, that she'll laugh. She'll laugh over. She laughs at every goddamn thing. She's always been a jokester. But at the end of the day, I don't play it. I can't do it right now. I can't. God knows. And I know it's going to be my responsibility. I'm thinking, like, is this why you really came back home? You know what I'm saying? Like, you've been here for the last damn near 3 months. Is this what really been going on? You know?
Damn.
But like I said, she's grown.
Nick,
No, almost killed me. If she came in the house, I probably would choke the shit out of her.
She got you good. She got you real good. She got you real good.
I love my kids. I love my kids to death. You know what I'm saying? But I just ain't ready for that again. When I tell you, raising those other three grandkids was something hard. And, you know, they was bad as fuck. They bad as fuck. You know what I'm saying? But you can't help but to love them. You know what I'm saying? You can love them and they bad as hell. And I don't never want to have to do that, right? Especially not right now. I want them, you having these babies, take care of your own goddamn kids. Don't do nothing to lose your
motherfucking kids. I don't believe it. We too motherfucking far past April Fool's Day. We going into June, damn it. I don't believe it. 3 months from now, I want to see where this go.
Listen, don't have it, okay, because I'd be going to have to choke the shit out of her. Don't do that. No. I'd have to kill her. One of us got to die.
STM. Oh my God. Oh my God. STM. I'm not bailing you out of jail in Buffalo, dog.
Listen, and we're talking about motherfucker can't take pain. She can't take a bit of pain. She's talking about ain't nothing coming out of me. That's what the girls is for. So you just go tell your girlfriend to go somewhere and go fuck somebody to have a baby, okay? Okay.
Oh my goodness. Hey, look, we about to get up out of here, y'all. We appreciate y'all on this lovely, beautiful Sunday, Mother's Day, for tuning in and rocking with us, man. Drop y'all handles, ladies first, Niecy. Let them know how to get at you.
Niecy Honey Dip on everything, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Keep a lookout on every Saturday night at 11:30 nigga time. You know, 11:35, 11:45, I do my own little live little radio / TV thing. We only on a third part, but, you know, it'll get better. You know, trying to run something on your own is kind of hard, but it's getting better, slowly but surely.
It's hot, though, y'all.
Yeah. Hey, yo, you can hit me up on Facebook, Cameron Cortez. You could also hit me up on my music page, Rap Star, a.k.a. Hurricane Cam, The Resurrection of Hip Hop. Hit me up on Twitter, Rapstar412. Hit me up on YouTube, Rapstar412. Hit me up on Instagram, Rapstar, a.k.a. Hurricane Cam.
Hey, we here next week, y'all. Same bad time, same bad channel. We see y'all then. We out. Lone Star J. They mad.
Yeah.
I know they are.
Dollhouse Radio, all talk, no filter. We do this.